From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Blogg. Weddings can be complicated affairs, but we're going to hear now from two couples for whom the wedding itself may be the easiest thing about getting married. One couple from Sweden took a four-month-long honeymoon, only to find themselves jumping from one catastrophe to the next, a monsoon, a cyclone, two earthquakes. The other couple from Michigan planned to marry in Las Vegas in September. They're leaving for Vegas next week, and they're walking. We're going to begin in Sweden with Stefan and Erika Svanström. They returned last week from their four-month honeymoon, which I think it's fair to say was a disaster, or a series of disasters. They join us now by Skype from their home in Stockholm, and welcome back home after this long ordeal.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's start at the beginning. The troubles started pretty much right away for you guys. In Munich, you got hit by one of Europe's worst snowstorms.
Yeah, we left Sweden on the 6th of December. It's actually a storm warning over all over Europe with the blizzards going through Central Europe. So we missed our connecting flight in Munich and had to spend a night in Munich before moving on to Singapore, which was our first destination.
Okay, and then you went on to Indonesia. I gather there was a monsoon, then to Australia. What happened there, Erika?
Well, everything was fine for a couple of days. We were driving south from Perth, and then they started to set up warnings for cyclones, and also we had bushfires starting the same day as we left Perth.
Okay, so snow, fire, cyclone, and then New Zealand.
And New Zealand, yeah. On the day we're traveling to New Zealand, we get a call from Erica's mom, and she says, "Oh, are you okay? I want to get hold of you guys. Are you still alive? There's been a major earthquake in Christchurch." Well, we're heading to Christchurch, so we had to reschedule our plans a little bit. We couldn't obviously go into Christchurch City, but we had a good time in New Zealand apart from that hiccup.
The ordeal doesn't stop there, though. You ended up in Japan right before the major earthquake there last month.
Yeah, that's correct. The thing is, we were having lunch, and then in the middle of the lunch, two ladies in the restaurant started to talk in Japanese to us, and talking really fast, and we don't speak Japanese, but we got the message, we need to get out. So we walked out, and 5 seconds later, it really started to shake, and it shook for almost 4 minutes.
You were traveling all this time with your baby daughter. Did you ever stop and think, you know, this is just crazy, we've got to go home, we're not safe, and she's not safe?
Well, actually, not really, because last year we tried to go to South Africa over Christmas and New Year's, and we ended up having leftovers at home on Christmas Eve because there was a snowstorm in Europe for 4 days. So this is the story of our traveling, I think.
You know, of course, well, these were all inconvenient and probably scary, surely scary things for you. They were deadly events for a lot of people in the places where you were traveling, right?
It's always so hard to find time in interviews to talk about the sad side or what the consequences were for other people. And you think about people and think, this could be me.
Stefan and Erika, did you learn anything about each other through all of this that you didn't know going in?
Well, I think we're quite similar in that we assess the situation and we try to keep calm when there's something bad happening around us. And I like that about her. I hope she likes that about me as well.
Stefan is extremely calm, so I get a bit annoyed about that sometimes because he's like overcalm. But on the other hand, there is no one I'd rather be with when there is an earthquake or a cyclone or a bushfire or anything.
I've been talking with Stefan and Erika Svanström. They recently returned to Stockholm from their honeymoon. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.